سورة البلد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. I swear by this city, and you are free in this city, and by the begetter, and that which he begot. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. Indeed, we have created man in toil. Life is not just here. We squander the precious moments away, having a good time. We are here to do something. Does he think that none can overcome him? He says boastfully, أَهْلَقْتُ مَالَ اللُّبَدَى. I have wasted wealth in abundance. My wedding was the talk of the season. My parties are the grandest. Look at this man boasting, I have wasted wealth in abundance. This is how much my clothes cost. This is how much my jewelry cost. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدْ. Does he think that no one is seeing him? أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Have we not made for him two eyes? وَلِسَانَ وَشَفَتَيْنِ. And a tongue and two lips? وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Have we not shown him the two ways? Allah is asking incredulously, what is denoting this man who is boasting about all his wealth, boasting about all his accomplishments? Allah says, haven't we given him eyes with which to read the Quran? Haven't we given him a tongue and a pair of lips with which to glorify Allah and shown him the two ways? What ways are these? The way of error and the way of truth. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَى. But he hasn't even tried to pass on the path that is steep. And what will make you know the path that is steep? فَكُّ رَقَبَى. Freeing a neck, freeing a slave. Or giving food in a day of hunger to an orphan who is related. We give a sadaqah and we get one reward, but you give to a needy relative and you get double the reward. Or to a poor person, cleaving to dust out of misery. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة. Then he became one of those who believed and recommended one another to patience and recommended one another to compassion. Are we doing all these deeds? We can all analyze for ourselves. أولئك أصحاب الميمنة. Such are those on the right hand. Such are those who will receive their records in their right hand. But those who disbelieved in our signs, they are those on the left hand. عَلَيْهِمْ نَارُ مُؤْصَدَى. The fire will be shut over them. In other words, no windows, no doors, so that anyone can see them and feel sorry for them. It's as if Allah has just dismissed them from all sight and all thought. Suratul Shams. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. By the sun and its radiance, by the moon as it follows it, by the day as it shows up brightness, by the night as it conceals it, by the heaven and him who built it, by the earth and him who spread it, by the soul and him who perfected it in proportion. Then he showed him, then he instilled within it its measure of wickedness and its measure of Allah consciousness. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The one who purifies his nafs has succeeded, and the one who stunted his nafs has failed. This is an amazing surah. Allah gives us contrast. We appreciate the daylight because we've seen the darkness. We appreciate good more because we've experienced evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that just as you look at these contrasts and you can understand the beauty of the sun, when you look at the darkness of night, look at the soul, at the human soul. Now the human soul too contains within itself a constant conflict between good and between evil. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He instilled within it its measure of wickedness and its measure of Allah consciousness. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we each have a measure of goodness within us and we have a measure of evil within us. Now in this world, Allah has placed magnets to attract the good within us. What are those magnets? This Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, the company of good people. When we sit amongst good people, we want to obey Allah, we want to turn to Allah. When we listen to the Quran, our hearts are filled with yearning for Allah. And at the same time, we have magnets for evil in this world as well. And we have people who are always ready to lead us astray. And we have evil thoughts and evil whisperings of the shayateen. Now Allah comes to the crux of the matter. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who purifies his nafs, he has succeeded. This word zakkaha is beautiful. It's used for the way you nurture a plant. Now, how do we nurture a plant? What does a plant require? A plant requires water. It requires sunlight. It requires the right soil, the right environment, and you need sabr. The plant won't grow in a day. You need sabr for it to grow. In the same way, our taqwa, the measure of Allah consciousness within us, requires water, the rain of divine guidance. We require this Quran. We require the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for that goodness within us to nurture and grow. Then we need sunlight. And where do we gain this light from? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. So we need to pray to Allah for His nur to encompass our heart. Then we need the environment. We need the right soil. If we're moving around with the wrong kind of friends, with the wrong kind of people, then they're not going to help that plant of goodness within us to grow and flourish. And then we need sabr. We need time and patience to develop ourselves. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. It'll take time. It'll take effort and pain and fatigue and exhaustion. And there'll be times when you'll be tired, and there'll be times when you'll be exhausted, and when you'll be frightened. But Allah says to us encouragingly, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. You can do it, because the one who purifies this nafs, the one who encourages this nafs, who nurtures that taqwa within him, he's made it. He's won. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And the one who stunts his soul. How do we stunt our soul? When we're not giving our soul the right guidance. We're not studying the Quran. We don't even know what's in the sunnah. We're not interested in Allah's nur. We're not interested in praying to Allah. And we're moving around with the wrong company. قَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah dismisses him. The one who stunted his soul, who wasn't interested in nurturing it, he has failed then. He has lost out. Allah gives us an instance of how such people fail. The people of Thamud denied through their transgression when the most wicked man among them went forth to kill the she-camel. Look at the link that the people of Thamud too were given a magnet for the goodness within them. They were sent a prophet. The prophet showed them a sign of Allah. But what did they do? They stunted themselves and they went forth to kill that sign of Allah. But the messenger of Allah said to them, نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا. Be cautious, that is the she-camel of Allah. So do not bar it from having its drink. When we neglect this Quran, when we ignore this Quran, when we complacently rely upon Allah's mercy and ignore Allah's signs, then we can expect nothing but destruction. Then they denied him and they killed it. So their Lord destroyed them because of their sin and made them equal in destruction. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. And he did not fear the consequences thereof. There was none to ask Allah, why did you do this or how could you do it? لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُوا وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. He will not be asked about what he does and they will be asked. Surah Al-Layl. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَطَّى. By the night as it envelopes, by the day as it appears in brightness, by Him who created male and female, certainly your efforts and deeds are diverse. Now we find that there's a very beautiful link between the two surahs that we've just read. Surah Shams, the surah of the sun, in which Allah tells us of the radiance that does exist within us if we but develop it. Now in Surah Al-Layl, Allah tells us how we develop this goodness, how we attain that success, how we purify ourselves. Allah starts by telling us that just as night is different from day, just as men are different from women, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَطَّى. You're all doing different deeds. Some will have more, some will have less, some will have many, and some will have none. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. As for him who gives and is Allah conscious. It starts with giving. Giving your time for Allah's sake. Giving your knowledge for Allah's sake. Giving your talents, sharing your energies. مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They spend from what we have provided them. A scholar once said, تَصَدَّقْتُ بِإِرْضِي. That I donate my honor, my reputation. In other words, if someone hurts me, if someone insults me, I am actually giving my ego up. I will not feel offended. I will not feel angry. And I am doing that for Allah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى. It starts with giving. Hasan Basri said, Iman without spending, Iman when you're just claiming Allah knows how much I love Him and you're not doing anything for anyone, that's nifaq, that's hypocrisy. من أعطى واتقى. Now why is he giving? Why is he sharing his time, his knowledge, his talents with people? So people admire him? So people say how wonderful he is? No. واتقى. He is Allah conscious. He is doing it for Allah's pleasure. وصدق بالحسنى. Subhanallah. This confirms goodness. In other words, his conduct is perfect. His dealings with all are perfect. We cannot compartmentalize deen that I say, oh well, I teach the Quran so I can be as cruel and as vicious as I like with my relatives. وصدق بالحسنى. He confirms goodness. He disdains not even a small act of goodness. Why does he do it? So people admire him. No, for Allah's sake. As we read yesterday, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We are feeding you for the sake of our Lord. We do not wish for any recompense from you. When we do something from someone, we should not expect them to do anything for us. وَلَا شُكُورًا. Forget they're doing something for us. We should not even want their thanks. Because only such a person is then truly doing it for Allah. So then what lies in store for this person? فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَىٰ. We will make smooth for him the path of goodness, the path of ease. The more he turns towards Allah, the more he sacrifices his desires for Allah's sake, Allah will make him draw nearer and nearer to himself, until this person is completely close to Allah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَىٰ. Now we have on the opposite end of the spectrum, someone who is stingy. Now how are we stingy? Not just with our wealth. Sometimes we are stingy with our forgiveness. Sometimes we are stingy with our tolerance. Sometimes we are stingy with our time, with our wealth, with our talents. We cannot bear to share. We cannot bear to share our loved ones. We cannot bear to share any of the blessings Allah has given us. Allah says, then let this person know. Wastaghna. Why is he so selfish and stingy? Because he thinks he's self-sufficient. He thinks Allah is going to forgive him. He's not interested in sharing. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَىٰ. Such a person denies goodness. His conduct will be the worst. His behavior, his dealings with all will be the worst. Why? Because of that stinginess, that selfishness within him. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَىٰ. He should beware. Because we will make smooth for him the path of evil. The more he is hurting people, the more vicious he is becoming, he'll go on sinking deeper and deeper into that quicksand of venom and hatred till he himself is destroyed and his tawfiq for goodness will be snatched away. وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. Does he think his wealth will save him? And what will his wealth help him when he goes down? Truly on us is to give guidance. And truly to us belong the last and the first. This dunya and the hereafter both are for Allah. Therefore I have warned you of a blazing fire. None shall enter it except the most wretched, who denies and turns away. And sometimes we deny by our tongues, and sometimes we deny by our actions. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا لَقَى. And the Allah conscious will be far removed from it. الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى. Allah repeats, the Allah conscious, this person who is sharing. He is giving his wealth. Why is he giving his wealth? So his name comes in the newspaper? No. So that he can become purer. So he can purify himself. وَمَا لِيَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَىٰ. And who has in mind no favor from anyone to be paid back. No ulterior motives. He's not helping people, so people do something for him then. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. But to seek the countenance of his Lord, the Most High. We find that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was constantly buying slaves and freeing them for Allah's sake. Now his father noticed that Hazrat Abu Bakr would buy the weak slaves, the poor slaves, you know, the slaves who were physically weak as well. So his father said to him, why are you buying and freeing these poor slaves, you know? And you should free slaves who are strong, slaves who are healthy, so they can do something for you. He said, I'm not doing it so that they recompense me or repay me. I'm doing it for my Allah. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. Now every time we do something for someone, let's stop and ask ourselves first. In our heart of hearts, do we want them to acknowledge this deed that we've done? Do we want them to praise us for it? Do we want them to gush over us? Or are we doing it for Allah and Allah alone? Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبُلُوا إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is pure. He only accepts that deed which is exclusively for Him. مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. A man asked the Prophet ﷺ, I do a good deed and I want to please Allah, but I want to please people as well. And the Prophet told him, whoever hopes for the meeting of his Lord, فليعمل عملا صالحا لا هندو قديد ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. Let him not commit any partners in worship with his Lord. No hope for praise, no desire for thanks from people. إِلَّا بَتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. Except to seek the being of his Lord, the most sublime. See, people are never going to repay us anyway. So why should we not do everything we do for Allah? وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And he will surely be pleased. Surah Al-Duha. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى. By the forenoon, by the night when it darkens, your Lord has neither forsaken you nor does he hate you. And indeed the hereafter is better for you than the life of this world. We find that after the initial revelations that came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the heavens were silent. Now conceive his mental agony that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been taken out of this world. He'd been made a stranger amongst his own people by the divine revelation that had come to him. And suddenly there was silence, an inexplicable silence. To make matters worse, his enemies used to taunt him, "What's wrong? Has your devil stopped talking to you?" And then these verses were revealed. وَالضُّحَى, by the forenoon. By the night when it darkens, your Lord has neither forsaken you, nor does he hate you. And indeed the hereafter is better for you than the life of this world. And indeed your Lord shall give you فَتَرْضَى, so that you shall be well pleased. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did he not find you an orphan, and he gave you a refuge? وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. And he found you unaware and guided you. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And he found you poor and he made you rich. Therefore, do not treat the orphan with oppression and do not repulse the beggar. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And proclaim the grace of your Lord. See, we find that when we turn towards Allah, in the beginning it's difficult. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, during those times of misgivings, and you have doubts when people are taunting you, and people are making fun of you, and your friends don't want to meet you anymore. But Allah is reassuring us. It's a surah of great love and tenderness, that when you think you're down and nobody cares for you, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon you. And the blessing of this Quran, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. If you've got this Quran, everything else is immaterial. It is far better than all that they amass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in a hadith Qudsi, يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. O my slaves, you are all misguided, except the one whom I guide. So ask me for guidance, and I will guide you. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ. O my slaves, you are all hungry. إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُهُ, except the one whom I feed. فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي, ask me for food. أُطْعِمْكُمْ, I will feed you. يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. O my slaves, you sin day and night. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And I forgive all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي, ask my forgiveness. أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, I will forgive you. Surah Alam Nashrah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Have we not opened your heart for you and removed from you your burden which weighed down your back? And have we not raised high your fame? Indeed with every hardship is ease. Indeed with every hardship is ease. So when you have finished, devote yourself for Allah's worship. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And focus upon your Lord. Turn to your Lord alone. If you look at the sequence of these surahs, Allah started by Surah Shams. In Surah Shams, Allah told us that we all have a potential for goodness within us and we all have a potential for evil. In Surah Layl, Allah told us how we could develop this potential for goodness within us. And in Surah Duha, Allah warned us that there will be tough times when you turn towards Allah, when you start obeying Allah. There will be moments of despair. There will be moments of doubt. And then you have Alam Nashrah. That at the end of it all, if you persevere, if you are constant, there will be relief, overwhelming freshness. Like after you've been suffocated, and then you step out into fresh air. And the message is that when you set out in Allah's path, just persevere. Despite all the problems, despite all the trials, Allah is testing our sincerity. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Remember, with hardship there is ease. And that seems like a paradox. But Allah is saying that if you persevere, you will find that there's darkness before dawn. In other words, this darkness is not going to last forever. Dawn will ultimately come. وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. And throughout all of this, what do we have to do? Focus upon Allah. Concentrate upon Allah. La ilaha illallah means Allah, only Allah. That we love Him above all, we fear Him above all, and we obey Him above all. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have iman are most passionate, are most intense in their love for Allah. Surah At-Teen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. By the fig and the olive, and by Mount Sinai, and by the city of peace. Indeed, we created man in the best mold. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low. The fig, the olive, and Mount Sinai represent Damascus, Syria, and Palestine, the dwelling places of the prophets Nuh alayhi salam, Musa, and Isa alayhi salam. Wahaz al Balad al Amin, and this city, Makkah, which represented the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, Allah starts by reminding us of the noblest of mankind, of the noblest of this ashraful makhluqat. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We created man in the best mold. Allah is saying, rise above yourself. Develop that goodness within you. Strive to emulate these prophets. You can become like them. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Oh, if you don't want, you're not interested in Allah, then we reduced him to the lowest of the low. People who are not interested in obeying the prophets, who are so busy following their own desires, in Allah's eyes, they are the lowest of the low. Lower even than the animals, except those who believe and do good deeds, then they shall have a reward without end. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Allah asks us, what is it that's causing you to deny the recompense? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Is not Allah the best of judges? That we want society's praise and we want our friends' praise rather than Allah's praise? Surah Al-Alaq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Read, in the name of your Lord who created. He created man from a cloth. Read, and your Lord is the most generous who has taught by the pen. He has taught man that which he knew not. The first surah to be ever revealed, these first five verses. The first message of Islam is read, acquire knowledge. What was the first knowledge given to Adam alayhi salam? Allama Adama al-asma'a kullaha. Allah taught Adam alayhi salam all the names. The secrets of the universe were unfolded before him. Now what is this knowledge supposed to lead us to? Because modern man has knowledge too, doesn't he? Bismi Rabbika. Read in the name of your Lord. True knowledge takes us to recognition of Allah. True knowledge brings us to Allah, not away from Allah. He created man from a cloth. Read, and your Lord is the most generous. Don't let your intellect make you so arrogant that you're deluded away from Allah. Read and remember the blessings of your Lord upon you, who has taught by the pen. It was Allah who granted us this intellect. It was Allah who granted us this intelligence and knowledge. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. He has taught man that which he did not know. No, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Indeed, man does transgress because he considers himself self-sufficient. Now how apt this surah is for this day and age that we are living in. That modern man has progressed so much in technology and science that he thinks he doesn't need God anymore. And he doesn't need Allah anymore, and he's figured it all out for himself. إِنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رُجْعَى. Allah reminds us, surely to your Lord is the return. Have you seen him who prevents a slave when he prays? Tell me if he is on the guidance of Allah or enjoins piety. Tell me if he denies and turns away. Doesn't he know that Allah is watching him? Kalla, no, if he does not cease, we shall seize him by the forelock, a lying, sinful forelock. Then let him call upon his council of helpers. We will call out the guards of hell to deal with him. Kalla, no, do not obey him. Fall prostrate and draw near to Allah. I'd like to read out an extract from an article written by Alia Khanum at this point. Centuries ago, 610 AD, a cave swamped by darkness, an unlettered man in meditation, and a voice repeating Iqra, insistently started a series of events that were virtually irreversible. The first imperative of the Creator to the creation is read, the freeing of man from the shackles of ignorance and prejudice, opening the avenues of knowledge to all, irrespective of color, race and geography. The next instruction came, Bismi Rabbika, in the name of your Lord, thereby directing Muslim thought for centuries to come, literacy with a definite purpose in a definite direction. Knowledge is opposed to ignorance because ignorance is not tolerated in Islam. The following verses then opened the corridors of the Muslim mind to a science that had everything to do with God, a science that did not claim that it was God itself. Our scholars had no problem relating to Allah with their intellects. They understood that the intellect was not merely a physical state of the brain, but also a spiritual essence in the heart. So all their learning and effort had a specific purpose. The goal was to gain closeness to Allah. And this selfless pursuit of knowledge spurred one of the greatest civilizations the world has ever seen. In the National Congress Library, besides Islam, the contribution that Islam has made to mankind, they've written science. The Prophet ﷺ once said, the seeking of knowledge is incumbent on every male and female Muslim. Not secular ilm, but the ilm of Allah, one that frees man of all bonds but one. True freedom, if we are to reattain heights both in this world and the next, it is necessary that we and our children return to our roots and fulfill our responsibilities on this earth. To do so, we have to return to the beginning, the word Iqra. Now look at the beginning of the surah and look at the last verse of the surah. That read, acquire knowledge, and then wasjud waqtarib. Fall in sajda, surrender this intellect and draw close to Allah. And that is true knowledge. Suratul Qadr. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Indeed, we have sent this Quran down on the night of decree, the best night, in the best month, in the best city, revealed upon the best of creation, by the best of the angels, by the best of all beings. What will make you understand what the night of decree is? This night of decree is better than 1,000 months. Therein descend the angels and Jibreel by Allah's permission with all decrees. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. You think that your destiny is being settled and you feel disdain and you feel fear and worry. Allah says salamun. It is peace until the coming of dawn. There's an extract about Laylatul Qadr written by this man called Asad Bey. He said that on Laylatul Qadr, the stream ceased to flow. The winds are still in the night of Laylatul Qadr. One can hear the grass grow and the trees speak. The sands of the desert lie in deep slumber. Those who experience the night of decree become saints or sages. For in this night, man may see through the fingers of God. Salamun, it is peace, hatta matla'il fajr, until the coming of dawn. Suratul Bayyina, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Those who disbelieve from among the people of the book and the mushrikeen were not going to leave their disbelief until there came to them the clear proof. A messenger from Allah reciting purified pages wherein are correct and straight laws from Allah. And the people of the book did not differ until after there came to them clear evidence. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone and establish salah and give zakah. وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And that is the right religion. Indeed, those who disbelieve from among the people of the book and the mushrikeen will abide in the fire of hell. They are the worst of creatures. Now what is this word kafir over here? Allah is saying that those amongst the Jews and the Christians and the mushrikeen, the pagans, who are doing kufr. What kufr is this? They believe in Allah as well. They believe in the day of judgment. This is kufr in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, when a person denies the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Allah's eyes, this is kufr. In the beginning of Surah Baqarah, Allah told us, "Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb." Those who believe in the unseen, those who believe in that which has been revealed to you, and that which was revealed before you. Now, nowadays, our tragedy is that we see that there are Muslims as well who have started denying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do they deny him? Not by saying, well, we don't believe he came. Just by saying, well, we don't know which ahadith are accurate and which are not accurate. And people have invented these ridiculous theories that all the ahadith collections were burnt, so we should just focus on the Quran. We cannot forget that the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are linked. Again and again, Allah tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. There is for you in the Messenger of Allah a beautiful example. مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the Prophet gives you, take it. Whatever he forbids you therefrom, then desist. For instance, nowadays the creed is, well, we'll follow the Quran and we'll just ignore the hadith. You tell people who object that the word haram has not been used for wine in the Quran. And you tell them, well, if it's not written in the Quran, it's written in the Sunnah. And they'll say, well, it's not the same thing, is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those who do kufr, and to deny, denial has different forms. What was the satanic kufr? He didn't say, I don't believe in Allah. He said, I'm not going to obey Allah. So even if we're saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam religiously and attending milad, but we're not bothering to follow his Sunnah, we are denying his Sunnah, we're denying the authenticity of his ahadith, then that too is a form of kufr. Indeed, those who believe and do good deeds, they are the best of creatures. Their reward with their Lord is paradise, gardens of eternity, underneath which rivers flow. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. They will live therein forever. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشْيَ رَبَّا. But this is for him who fears his Lord. Now we need to think about our attitude towards the Quran. When we hear a command of Allah's, what is our attitude? What is our response? Oh no, now I know I have to obey. Or is it one of joyful acceptance? Is it one of sami'na wa ata'na? We hear and we obey. See, Allah says, Allah is pleased with the believers, and the believers are pleased with Him. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشْيَ رَبَّا. This is for him who fears his Lord. According to Jeffrey Lang, as we near the end of the Quran, the discourse focuses almost entirely on the reader and his relationship to God, and on the organic relationship between one's deeds and one's state in the hereafter. These surahs continually pound out these themes in short ecstatic bursts. Heaven, hell, the last hour, the last judgment. The Quran has led the reader from his immediate and practical concerns by means of a world of prophets, wonders and signs, to that ultimate moment when it will seem to him that there is only himself standing before his Lord.